Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon, and welcome to Black in a Tesla. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and I'm here with my co-host, Alicia.
Hello.
So, one of the things we've been thinking about since we had the Model 3 is, do we want another 3? Do we want a Y that's coming out? Or do we just want a sedan and get a used Model S? Because we ain't getting the X. Wasn't that at all. So, getting my service done and getting my autopilot new chip today, and they gave us an S. So it was an opportunity to...
P85. Yes.
So we in the P85. I think it's between 2012 and 2014. Mm-hmm. So one of the things was, wow, this would be a good opportunity to have me and Alicia say, hey, look, we've been driving in the 3 for so long, and now we're getting back in the S. Because you test drove the what?
The X.
And I test drove the S. And we was like, I'm sold. I'm getting me that car. And then we turned around and got a 3. So here's our assessment of the S. Because the S really hasn't changed as much over the years. So the aesthetics and everything around is pretty much the same. So the one thing I wanted to start with, because I introduced this to Alicia. So I want Alicia to say, what is your opinion? And if you had a choice...
You start. I want to hear yours first.
Because
I know that you love sedans. Mm-hmm. So I want to hear your perspective for this car first. Okay.
So my perspective is this car reminds me of the LS. We had an LS 460. We had a LS 460. Big car. Plenty of room. Rides heavy. Really a beast. You know, a 750i, a 740i. It reminds me of those big sedans. And I was like, that's what the S is. It's the sedan. It's the one that I kind of was wanting to move toward. And then Alicia crashed the car up and... That's a different story. But anyway, so this is what this reminded me of. And that's why I kept asking Alicia, do you really want to get a brand new Y? Or would we be happy in a sedan? Because that's the kind of car we had before. So this is what I came up to. It's a sedan. When I look at this car, and I'm showing you a couple of the things. You got the wheel, and you got 3 stalks. You got the windshield wiper with the lights and everything. Then you got your reverse and your drive stalk. And then right underneath, if you can see it, right underneath is the autopilot. So you got 3 different stalks where the 3 has what? 2. Mm-hmm. With only a couple of functionality because the other functionality is on the screen. Mm-hmm. Then you got all these buttons on the side for your windows, your rearview mirror, all these little things on the side. Mm-hmm. And then you have right here your handle. And this is like a real handle. You know, mm-hmm. These are real handles to push out. So, and then look at the vents. You got the vents as well. And then overall, it just reminds me of a real sedan. And it's like, wow, that's what it is. The S is really an upper version of a true ICE vehicle sedan that happened to be electric. So, my overall opinion is, I don't want this. I don't want it. This is not what I want. No matter what, the 3 has put me into the minimalist thing. And I'm like, no way. I'm not going back to this. I'm not going back to the regular ICE vehicle that all of these other car companies putting a battery into a regular sedan. But think about this. Elon Musk said, this is what everybody's used to, so let me just make what people are used to into that. But the fact that it barely changed over the years, it feels just like driving a regular ICE vehicle. And a better or a more high-tech Lexus, BMW, all of that. It's just a high-end.
Lincolns.
That's not what I want anymore. It's not what I want anymore. So that turned me. It's a nice car, though. Yeah, don't get me wrong. It's a nice car. But the 2 years, going on 2 years that we had the three, I can't go backwards because that's not what I want.
Okay.
Not that it's a bad car. It's just, as a preference, it's just too much going on. I got buttons down here. I got buttons over here. I got to remember to this. I got to remember to that. Oh, let me fix the vents for you. Let me fix the vents right here. Where the three, the vents is right on the screen, and you say, hey, you want a little air? Let me move that over here. Let me move it over there. Just off the screen. Mm-hmm. And here's the one other thing that people were talking about, and I didn't realize it, but the sound system in the damn three is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I'm listening to the sound system in here, and I'm like, Jesus, this sounds like my old damn ES. Or anything else. It doesn't sound like the 3. The 3 is immersive. I guess that's the word they use. Immersive sound. And it's just phenomenal. And I'm sitting here listening to this. And I'm like, okay, that's another cross off. But don't get me wrong. If this is an intro to you to electric cars, you'll love this. It'll blow you away. Mm-hmm. But for a person who had the 3 and transitioning into this, nah.
You ready for mine?
Yeah.
So, I felt very uncomfortable driving it. I felt like I was in the Lexus LS 460, big and bulky.
Yep.
And I am, Michael knows, I hate bulky cars. I'm very uncomfortable in bulky cars. And I felt like I was like, then the thing is finding everything.
Yep.
And I don't want to drive and start looking for stuff, and then, and that kind of pissed me off.
But you used to do it anyway, though.
When what?
When you had anything other than a Model 3.
Right, but again, you know, over time you got to get used to it. Mm-hmm. So this is just, you know, the first initial driving it. The other thing was it didn't have the regenerated brakes.
Oh, my God.
I was...
Absolutely. It does have it, though.
It does?
Yes, it does. Because I looked it up. Uh-huh. I went on the screen. And if you look on the screen, and it shows the fact that the regen is actually there. And I was like, oh, regenerative braking. And I was ready to press it. And it was like, wait a minute. It is already pressed. One low and one standard. Mm-hmm. What the fuck?
Yeah. And it's
terrible.
Yeah, that's a no for me. That kind of pissed me off right there.
Absolutely. I forgot to say that too.
But it's an electric car. It drives smooth. It is heavy.
Smooth. It's heavy.
It's heavy. You can feel it. I feel it when I was driving it.
You felt
heavy.
The weight of it.
Yeah. I felt that. This is definitely, I mean, once I got in, I knew I was like, oh no, I don't want to drive it. And then I was like, okay, I'll drive it. And even though before I drive it, I knew I didn't want to drive it. And then I got in it, and then I was like, I don't want to drive it again.
Oops. Technical difficulties.
It's very good. So.
Camera's full, so sorry. But at least she was in the middle.
Yeah, the car, I don't think I'll get back in the Model S. I love it. It's an electric car. It's a sedan. I'm not a sedan person. So, honestly, truthfully, I would recommend for those people who love sedans, like something similar to American sedans.
740 LS 460.
It has the power. It has the weight.
Yeah. And it's just that it's the weight. But the speed is phenomenal. So the speed of this car is just it got you. Mm-hmm. If you want just to be able to accelerate and go from there, this is the car for that. As a luxury sedan, though, don't take it anywhere else. Some people got it and they're using it like a race car. But to me, it's the weight of it is just too much to be driving every day and having the maneuverability, the 3 has all of that. But I'm like, but you looked at it in what way that you said you just don't like big cars?
Yeah, anyway. I'm not a big car person. I do like my more of a sports car. My
SUV?
Yeah. Like the 3 or the crossover Y. Michael knows I have a heavy metal. I have a heavy foot. And I used to get a lot of tickets and get into a lot of accidents. So, just want to say. So,
but I'm the thing is, an entry level, running in here as an entry level, it's not a problem. It's not a problem. If you haven't been in any electric car or if you've been in a hybrid, this is nothing like that. Mm-hmm. It's the next level.
Yes.
But it's
the technology on the 3.
It's a great transition from ICE vehicles to an electric vehicle. Yes. If you jump all the way in from an ICE vehicle to a 3, it's gonna shock you because there's nothing in here. There's not enough in here to keep you attracted.
Mm-hmm. Remember, the 3 is a lot of fun. The 3 is so much fun driving. And like I said, you know, I felt very uncomfortable getting into this car. It felt big for me. It felt heavy. I mean, when I sat in the car, I felt the weight of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, it's still an electric car. It's a beautiful electric car. It's just not the electric car
we
want. Yes.
It's not what we want.
Mm-hmm.
But for any of you who's transitioning from a big luxury car and doesn't really want to get a smaller 3 or Y crossover, perfect.
Yes.
This is perfect. It's going to be like, how cool is all of this?
Mm-hmm.
You're familiar with it. Everything is in here is pretty
because it looked like a regular car.
Yeah.
It just have a screen inside the dash.
Yep.
Where the police won't look at it like you have some computer.
Like, what the hell are you doing in your iPad?
They know now, so, yeah. But still.
I hope they do.
But.
I hope they do.
Anyway.
But, yeah, so we wanted to do that. We kind of narrow your choice down now to Tesla 3 or Y. That's it. We're not getting an X. We're not paying that kind of money for keeping it in the shop, too. Sorry.
Who's your Sergio. Boy?
Sorry, Sergio.
Sorry, Sergio. We thought about you, though.
Sorry. Sorry.
We thought about you so bad. I feel bad for you, babe. But, you know,
sorry.
I would love to come pick you up. And
yeah, be like, hey, here we go. But anywho, but we're not going that route and we're not going that ass. But I was glad because I was really thinking about it. I thought I really wanted one. Now I know I don't. So it just eliminates that problem. But Black and a Tesla, we're going to come back. We doing a whole lot of different other things. The why, the one thing that we really just transitioning to is solar.
Yeah, we got to talk about the solar.
Gustavo, got you covered with that too. But that's again, renewable energy, things in that matter. Part of taking care of the environment.
Yes.
You know, are you a contributor or are you just a consumer?
Yeah, we're just waiting for a whole neighborhood to follow what we do.
Then we gotta get like rebates and shit. You know, our money back. That's what I want.
So making money. If you want solar,
hit us up.
Yeah, we can get the
come see us.
We need that.
We got the good stuff for you.
We don't get no more.
Them other people, they don't know what the hell they talk about. Come to us.
We the ones that
start. We got you covered.
Yes.
We got you covered.
We need a referral.
Yeah. Black in a Tesla, see us on our YouTube channel, Black in a Tesla, not Blacks, Black in a Tesla, meaning the one black, because, you know, the 3 is black, but, and also our podcast, Black in a Tesla, so you can download that anyway and just check it out. Other than that, we thank you for stopping by and look forward to our new videos coming up.